This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the gunmen who carried out the deadly concert hall attack in Moscow suburb last week were radical Islamists. Speaking in a meeting with government officials, Putin said the killings were carried out by extremists. Putin, who said over the weekend the four attackers were arrested while trying to escape to Ukraine, didn't mention the affiliate of the Islamic State group that has claimed responsibility for the attack. He again refrained from mentioning ISIS or IS in his remarks Monday. He also stopped short of saying who ordered the attack. Ukraine denies having any role in the attack, a position supported by the U.S. and France. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Balkan leaders at the State Department on Monday to talk about Ukraine and Russia.
People around the world and countries around the world deserve to chart their own futures, not have some other power try to do it for them.
Blinken met with foreign ministers from Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, with the conflict stretching into year three. Anti-establishment candidate Basaru Diame Faye was on Monday set to become the youngest president in Senegal's history after his rival conceded the race, triggering a political earthquake in the West African nation. It marks a stunning victory for the 44-year-old, who was only freed from prison 10 days before Sunday's election, whose results are not yet official. It's the first time in 12 presidential votes held under universal suffrage since Senegal gained independence from France in 1960 that an opposition candidate has won in the first round of voting. His main opponent from the governing coalition has recognized Faye's win. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution on Monday demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas and the release of all hostages after the United States abstained from the vote. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A crucial vote at the UN Security Council on Monday laid bare the friction between the U.S. and its ally Israel over the war in Gaza. Previously, the United States had vetoed three Security Council resolutions over the fighting in Gaza as Israel pressed its offensive against Hamas militants in the Palestinian enclave. But as civilian deaths continued to climb and the humanitarian situation deepened into deadly famine, U.S. President Joe Biden began to press Israel to reach a truce that would allow food and medicine to reach the more than 2 million civilians trapped in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. An Israeli law that grants exemptions from military service for ultra-Orthodox Jews is due to expire at the end of the month, paving the way for the possible conscription of them, Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Since the beginning of the war in Gaza on October 7th, Israel has called up nearly 300,000 reservists. This was in addition to the regular standing army, in which almost 90% of Israeli Jewish youth serve. In contrast, among ultra-Orthodox Jewish young men, only about 3% are drafted into the Israeli army. This almost blanket exemption from the draft was granted to the ultra-Orthodox so they can study the Torah in religious institutions instead of doing military service. But it is now the subject of heated public debate. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
A New York appeals panel has given Donald Trump some breathing room over a collection of his nearly $500 million civil fraud judgment, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
New York's attorney general was expected to start efforts to collect the $454 million judgment, but the court says it will pause collection if the ex-president puts up $175 million within 10 days. Trump says he respects the decision.
And I'll post either $175 million dollars in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says if Trump does not pay, the punishment will be harsh.
You now need to come up with the full almost $500 million.
Or his real estate empire could take a big hit.
The attorney general can go ahead and start moving in, seizing assets, moving to force them to sale.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump's criminal trial on charges stemming from hush money paid to a porn star will begin April 15th, a judge said on Monday, paving the way to be convicted or cleared before the November 5th election. I'm Joe Ramsey.